The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome to our Sunday morning meditation and talk. And for this meditation, I want to evoke a very important Buddhist concept, which is in Pali, it's anukampa, A-N-U-K-A-M-P-A. I translate it into English as care. It often gets translated as compassion, which is certainly inspiring, but the notion of care is a broader in scope than compassion. Compassion, if compassion is caring for the suffering of others, care is caring for all aspects of whatever we're paying attention to, caring for not only the suffering, but also the happiness and well-being, what's beneficial for them. So whether how different and similar these two concepts are is maybe a semantic issue, but I'm very fond of this notion of care. And I associate care with something that is quite free, voluntary, that arises out of a open, relaxed, peaceful heart, mind. And it's a sentiment, it's a motivation that doesn't require a lot of planning or intention or cultivation development. It's mostly a matter of not being preoccupied with other things, with fear or anger or conceit or with fantasy and desires, but really kind of to settle and be at really, it's settled on oneself in some very deep way. And then free of responsibilities, free of obligation, free of fear, free of kind of cravings and greeds, there can arise this beautiful motivation that's kind of an expression of freedom that has an openness to it, a lightness to it, a delight and a warmth and a joy to it. Maybe it's all very small. It doesn't have to be dramatic. But this is a beautiful sentiment of just kind of caring for something voluntarily and willingly, happily. And so for us to care for ourselves, and meditation is a time to care for ourselves with that kind of lightness and goodness and freedom and openness. And it's a little bit of a paradox because we can... we can actually feel pretty bad. We could be very harsh on ourselves and critical and need a lot of forgiveness. And so some part of us, our heart, can meet what's difficult in us with care. And so, or if we sit and meditate, it's not just a matter of greedily, not at all a matter of greedily wanting to get concentrated and have wonderful meditation experience. But rather, in caring for ourselves, is to allow and cultivate good qualities, good inner states, good ways of thinking and feeling and being with oneself. But from this place of non-assertion, non-expectation, non-obligation, but rather a willingness in a voluntary way to be present for ourselves, for our welfare and happiness. So to take this meditation practice by caring for the posture that you meditate in and choosing a posture which expresses your best care for yourself. And sometimes that might be sitting upright in a cross-legged posture, which can be for in certain bodies, certain times, very caring way of sitting. It could also be sitting in a chair, or it could be lying down, or it could be standing, or it could even be walking. There's so many different ways of doing meditation practice. Sometimes the four postures are called the four dignified postures: sitting, standing, lying down, and walking. So taking a posture and adjusting the posture out of care, not only the care of avoiding discomfort, but also the care for what maximizes or will encourage alertness, presence, a kind of strength of presence for what's happening for us now. And that inner strength, at least symbolically, sometimes actually, I refer to as the spine, to have the spinal column be kind of balanced and strong and upright. Or if you're lying down, to also adjust the spine and also the shoulder blades, sometimes rolling the shoulder blades down onto the bed so they kind of slide down slightly if possible, creates a nice kind of greater feeling of alertness and openness. And gently closing your eyes. And then before doing much of anything else, to search inside of yourself for something like care, compassion for yourself, care for yourself, some place where you might have goodwill for yourself, really want the best for you. It's associated with generosity, a feeling of abundant generosity that includes the generosity of forgiveness, which includes the generosity of giving our attention to our experience, the generosity of attention, not the attention that wants to override or push things away, but the attention that opens up to know and to see and to make room for possibilities that are different than suffering. So to then within this body, to, in a caring way, as if it's the most important thing you can do, the most caring thing you can do for the moment, take a few little bit deeper breaths than usual, fuller breaths. Not dramatic, but that as if you're really going to oxygenate, to allow the whole breathing to be fuller, more complete, allow there to be more oxygen throughout your body. A little more deeper breaths so that there can be a longer relaxing exhale. These beginning exhales that are longer, you might silently to yourself, or if you're alone, out loud, just make the sound, ah. Sometimes that sound can just help things soften and relax. Can help you to settle into the present moment. And then to let your breathing be normal. And then continue for a few moments with, as you exhale, roam around your body. And if there's any place in your body you can relax, release, soften on the exhale. Do so. It's a caring thing to release unnecessary tension, holding. And it's a caring thing to attend to kindly to the tensions that don't want to release. Maybe as you exhale, to offer a sense of allowing the tension to be there if it doesn't want to release. To settle into your breathing. To really trust that all you need to do is to relax with the breathing, to center yourself on breathing. To entrust yourself with your breathing in a relaxed way, easy way. And whatever happens as you're meditating here this morning, and you bring your mindfulness to it, you allow yourself to be mindful and clearly recognize what occurs as it occurs. See if there can be a spirit of kindness and care, a caringness. Not that you have to do anything, but the generosity of care. This is how it is. Okay. That mindfulness and care, awareness and care, perhaps merge together. With whatever you're mindful of during this sitting. If you're wandering off in thought, let there be a caring attention to that mind which is wandering off. Not to keep wandering off, but as an alternative to feeling bad about it or aversive towards it. So there's an opening up to awareness, the non-obligatory, generous act of opening up to your experience. Oh, this is how it is. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to turn your care outward, kind of like you've had a light shining inward, light of care and attention. And now at the end, you turn that around and shine it outwards into the world. And is it possible to find within you a caring, a generosity, a goodwill that is not something that is you're obligated to do or to force yourself to do, but rather seems to come out of a settled heart, an open heart, some place of tenderness within. The care, the generosity does not have to be big, but some sense of staying present, gazing upon the world, gazing upon others, gazing upon the whole earth, with appreciation, with awe, with delight, with care and love. Compassion. In such a fundamental way that it's just a feeling, an intention, before any thoughts of action come into play, what you should do. Just a feeling of care and goodwill. And to shine that light, to open that up to all beings everywhere, and to whatever degree, however small, let your goodwill and your sense of care spread outwards to be inclusive of all beings in your neighborhood around you. All beings in the county or province that you live in. All beings in the country that you inhabit. Out into the whole world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. And may it be that each of us care enough for this, that in our way, in small ways and big ways, whatever is our way, we support that possibility. We support the happiness, safety, peacefulness, and freedom of others that we encounter. May all beings be safe.